This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. military officer is in Greece meeting with NATO counterparts over the weekend, and Army General Mark Milley is hoping to forge more basing, intelligence sharing, and other agreements to prevent terrorist groups from regrouping in Afghanistan and threatening America and the region. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says a meeting of NATO defense chiefs will focus in part on the way ahead now that all alliance troops have pulled out of Afghanistan and the Taliban are in control. The meeting comes against the backdrop of the recent military withdrawal from Afghanistan. A survivor of an errant U.S. drone strike that killed 10 members of his family has demanded that those responsible be punished. Emal Ahmadi also said on Saturday that Washington's apology was not enough. A U.S. general called the August 29th strike a tragic mistake, retracting Friday initial claims that the attack targeted an Islamic State militant. The strike came in the chaotic final phase of the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan. It was launched just days after an IS suicide bomber killed 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. troops at a crowded gate at the Kabul airport where thousands had gathered in hopes of getting an evacuation flight. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers have set up a ministry for the propagation of virtue and the prevention of vice in the building that once housed the Women's Affairs Ministry. They escorted out World Bank staffers Saturday as part of the forced move. It is the latest troubling sign that the Taliban are restricting women's rights as they settle into the government just a month since they overran the capital of Kabul. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haitian migrants seeking to escape poverty, hunger, and a feeling of hopelessness in their home country said they will not be deterred by U.S. plans to speedily send them back, as thousands of people remained encamped on the Texas border Saturday after crossing from Mexico. Scores of people waded back and forth across the Rio Grande on Saturday, re-entering Mexico to purchase water, food, and diapers before returning to the Texas encampment and under a near bridge in the border city of Del Rio. The U.S. Border Patrol is now hoping to free up agents to go back into the field by hiring civilians to perform tasks like checking holding cells and collecting information for immigration court papers. It says agents spend about 40% of their time caring for people already in custody and administrative tasks that are unrelated to border security. The Federal Police Agency graduated its first class of processing coordinators in January with a goal of eventually hiring 1,200. The Border Patrol staffing problem has come into focus as thousands of Haitian migrants waited to surrender in the small Texas border city of Del Rio. In a city still on edge after the January 6th insurrection, law enforcement bore down in large numbers on the U.S. Capitol Saturday over concerns that a rally in support of the jailed rioters would turn violent, but it didn't. Crowd was sparse and incidents were few. The only clear parallels to the riots more than 8 months ago by supporters of Donald Trump were the claims put forth by the rally organizers about the violence at January Day when Congress met to certify the election of Joe Biden. The low turnout also called into question whether such rallies will have any staying power as the organizers attempt to tap into the rage of January 6th without the presence of the former president. Yemen's Houthi rebels executed Saturday 9 people they said were involved in a killing of a senior rebel official in an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition more than 3 years ago. The execution took place by firing squad and was held in public early in the morning in the rebel-held capital of Sana'a. The Iranian-backed Houthis later distributed photos apparently showing the killings. Hundreds of people attended the execution, mostly Houthis and their supporters. The executions took place despite repeated calls by rights groups and lawyers to stop the killings and retry the suspects. They said the trial held in a rebel-controlled court where the 9 were convicted and sentenced to death was flawed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.